This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I love that song. And weirdly, I wonder if people did go over, right? I mean, not that the world is ending. Of course, the world's not ending. But the whole, you know, the gist of the song is, it's us, right? Even though it's not working out now. Okay. Hi, guys. tonight, I love that tune. I love it.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I was doing my...
If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? I mean, right?
Is that, are they saying for one last, you know...
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the world's ending. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't work out for them. They're a couple. It doesn't work out. Like, they know all the reasons. But if the world was ending.
Oh, I see.
You'd come over, right? I love that tune. Anyway, tonight, 7 o'clock. I mean, you're home. You're not doing anything. Turn on radio.com or your actual radio and tune in to Alt 105 where Vinny is doing his side piece. What? You like that, huh? So anyway, it's an hour of classic and heavier alternative, and you can hear it on Alt 105. And the clown car of people who help him put a lot of work into this every week.
That's right. Tonight's playlist is, I think, the best one yet.
Oh, is this the fourth one?
I think it's the fourth one.
Yeah.
Bryn's looking at me weird. Am I wrong? I think it's the fourth one, right?
I'm looking at it right now. Let me see.
Anyway, yeah.
So,
whatever.
And then tomorrow you'll post the whole playlist and everything. Yes. So if people want to create a little playlist.
This is the fifth one.
Oh, all right.
The fifth one already. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, oh my goodness. This is the new thing in lockdown. So right. Tonight, 7 o'clock on Alt 105.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by radio.com. That's the app you can use to listen to all of our stations. You want to listen to Alice? Then get radio.com, and then you can bring us wherever you go all day, every day through radio.com.
Leave the stream on.
That is right. Here's what's happening. Weather-wise, it looks like we've got more clouds today, and there's rain in the forecast. Not necessarily for today, but we've got rain coming up this weekend, so it looks like we've just got more of the same, sort of a mix.
We need every drop.
Right. Absolutely, we do. Okay.
Yes, I'm happy about it.
I'm glad to hear that. So I've got a sort of a mix of news, and I'll try to get through this in some kind of comprehensive way. We'll start in Marin, where Sarah's at. Uh-oh. As they move into stage two of reopening, and that leaves only three Bay Area counties enforcing a stricter order, Santa Clara, Alameda, and I don't know the other one. Maybe, I'm not sure. Okay. But either way, Contra Costa is the other one.
Ones are staying in phase one.
Yes, those
and
are the ones
what,
staying
what can
in
we
phase
do in
one.
Marin now?
Well, so stage two is where you'll start to see, and they say here they're... let me get the date specific, too. It looks like May 18th, San Francisco, Marin, and San Mateo counties will move into stage two. And that includes retail. So it allows people to, I guess, do curbside and outdoor pickup. And there are some other benefits to that. You should most definitely call the places that you want to go get things from in advance to make sure that you're not wasting a trip out, but it's good news for a lot of people. One of the things I have in front of me, and this was just It's a separate story entirely, but economists have calculated that more than 100,000 small businesses in the U.S. have shut down permanently since this pandemic started.
Oh, that's talking awful.
About. What are we talking about? 3 months?
Talking about people's dreams.
Right.
And,
but
in
that's what I
months,
mean.
100,000 of them have shut down. That's awful.
So that's 2% of small businesses, and that includes 3% of all restaurants, which leads me to
3%
my next
of
thing.
All restaurants shut down during this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for good. They're
right.
Shuttered.
Yes.
Oh, that's awful.
So,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it stinks. And I can't even imagine all the different stories, including, and I've thought about this, the places that just opened. You know, right. There's plenty of people who are working on their dream.
Leveraging their house to get right. This thing open. I mean, this is just awful.
Mm-hmm. So one of the articles I'm looking at is about how all of these restaurants that may have an opportunity, because on Tuesday, Gavin put out this 12-page document that covered how restaurants can get back to serving in their dining rooms after nearly 2 months of a full lockdown and not doing any business or just doing the takeout business. All of these places are now looking at how do we actually serve people inside the restaurant.
Right.
And one of them is the spacing, but also as you read the article, they this is what keeps happening. They bring up every question, and there's so many. I don't know how you answer them all. Like, how do you keep staff from passing each other shoulder to shoulder in a restaurant where you're trying to serve people?
Right.
So they're like, how are we going to have to make arrows on the ground and everyone has to follow one path through the restaurant, even if they need to get to
the thing that's 4 feet that way?
Right. And I laugh, maybe. But it's just these are the kinds of things that we don't consider when you talk about trying to reopen when there's guidelines very specific to restaurants that have to be taken care of. That includes, are you going to put up partitions? Are you going to serve half the restaurant as opposed to the whole restaurant? And I mentioned mannequins, eating with mannequins. There's a restaurant in Virginia. It's a three Michelin star restaurant. Is that really good?
I think that's the highest you can get. Isn't it? Isn't
one
like
star
three
Michelin? Pretty good.
Yeah, if you're on the Michelin list, you're amazing. I don't know though. There's all those different rating systems.
The DC area's only restaurant with three Michelin stars is called Inn at Little Washington.
Oh.
And they plan to put mannequins dressed in 1940s style outfits in the empty tables.
Oh.
Rather
and then
you
than feel like you're among the you know.
They'll when you think about a dining experience, which I don't really care much about, but I know many people do, and especially if you're spending bank on a restaurant where presentation is part of the deal, having big empty gaps in the flooring next to you, is that unsettling? I don't know, but they think that this will be more comfortable for people. The mannequins.
It might also, you know, the thing too is that you'll be able to, that's something to look at. Like, one of the things I like about eating in a restaurant, weirdly, surprise, is that I like to look at other people in the restaurant.
Sure.
Like, I like to sneak little glances and obviously, I look at their table unabashedly to see what they're eating. You know, people do that. But then I want to glance up and, you know, see how they put their food in their mouth, or their big napkin person. They got some chunks in their beard. I don't know. You know, I like that. And it would give me someplace for my eyes to fall on mannequins, you know?
Sure, sure. Yeah, I don't know how that'll go for them, but I like that people are, they're trying to figure it out.
They are.
You know.
And those will seem unavailable. Like, I think one of the hardest parts of this is when a person who's willing to be a paying customer comes up to your door, and you have 15 empty tables of your 30 or however many tables you've got, and you have to say no. That's going to be really difficult for they're still businesses. Like, they're not going to charge twice as much for the people who are there.
Right.
At least I don't think they are. So they're only going to make half the money. And so I wonder if having mannequins there will at least make the place seem full and they'll be able to see what actual tables they have available.
Yeah, it's weird, but this is the struggle that everyone's experiencing. I guess a 3-star restaurant has the ability to find mannequins and pay for them and dress
sure.
them up as opposed
in 40s clothes.
You know, the mom and pop restaurant around the corner that's just
barely. McDonald's isn't doing that or, you know, sure.
No.
Jim's awesome burritos, not doing that probably.
But I do think we're headed towards that. The opportunities for you to get out and go to restaurants. I know one of the other stories I have is cell phone data has 25 million more Americans leaving their homes every day last week than the previous 6 weeks.
Oh.
So this includes, and we're already in that sort of phasing our way out, and maybe you heard Wisconsin struck down the shelter in place order entirely. So their little state Supreme Court there said, nah, you can't make people stay in.
So they still can if that's their choice.
Yes, but they can't be forced to.
Can they be penalized by an employer for, like, I'm scared to go to work. This person had, you know, like, that's a tough one.
I don't know all the details, but I know that there's a lot of mixed information out there that's causing people to take chances, including get the hell out of the house. I've had it in here. So there's a...
Well, in places where they haven't had a ton of outbreaks, it's not super surprising. Like, what are we doing this for? And the reason they haven't had the outbreaks is because of the whole shelter-in-place thing. But
right. No, I have a quote from someone who was at a big Cinco de Mayo party, and they said, I don't even know anyone who knows anyone who's had coronavirus. What am I supposed to be scared of? I haven't. So
there you go.
That's a mentality that's out there. They're not
watching
TV.
Well, let's hope
TV.
It doesn't bite them in the ass.
Right. No doubt. One of the things that might be interesting for you as we head into summer, and it looks like fair season's probably canceled. I don't know. I mean, can the fairs actually happen?
I don't see it happening, Vin. I mean, the 4th of July fair that they do at the Santa Fe Civic Center every year, that's one of my favorite things to do. Every single year we go there and see the fireworks, and I look at, you know, bunnies and livestock and quilts.
Sure.
I love that crap. I can't, even if it is open, I just can't imagine going and immersing myself like that.
Well, they're going to have to figure out how to do business in this new deal. And one of the, let's see, this is the Stark County Fairgrounds in Cleveland, say, while they're still closed and you can't come, they are planning to serve food. They say, we're going to serve food to people driving through. So if you want to get some fair food, what is that? Tunnel cake or whatever you like
funnel
to eat?
Funnel cake? Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah,
funnel
that
cakes,
stuff. Or...
corn dogs.
Sure.
Kettle corn.
Sure. They're saying,
cotton candy.
So do us a favor. You can't get out of your car, but we're going to, several food vendors will bring the food to your vehicle, and their deal is they're saying, look, there's no bathroom, and you got to stay in your vehicle, and once you get your food, you got to get out.
Get your food and get out.
Get your food and get out, but that's where they're at. So it's possible that we'll see maybe the fairs figure out a way to sort of do some business.
I don't know if I'm going to sit in that traffic for fair food.
You love fair food.
Yeah, but do I love it that much?
I don't. Mm. I'm not doing it.
I like shopping at the fair, too. I always get like an outfit at the fair, you know, some weird wrap or
what?
Tie-dyed thing. I love that crap. I love the weird retail at those
that
things.
You'll never wear again. You buy
I wear
it.
That
just...
crap. I do. You know, I don't wear it to work, but at home, I pull on my flowy pants that I got at the fair last year all the time.
Okay.
We should put some pictures.
In the worst
of that.
Case, you just give it to an intern for a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Right. There you
exactly.
go. Our text
denim
number
shoes.
Is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. The restaurant should just put a lot of plants between the tables. Yeah.
Well,
that would work.
Plants are expensive, too. Maybe the plants could be for sale. You could combine your business with, like, the local nursery.
Oh, boy. This thing just jumped on me. The Alameda County Fair has been canceled, so they won't be serving you food from the parking lot. This is 707. My step-grandpa's other granddaughter has coronavirus, and her symptoms are very achy body, and her toes are very painful. That's a symptom I've never heard of. Now, I've heard about COVID toes.
Really? COVID toes is a thing?
Yeah, look it up.
COVID
yeah, I've heard
toes.
About it.
There's a song mm-hmm. in that, COVID toes. Yeah, people are reporting really weird things that you don't associate with the flu at all. You know, some of the people who have it have, the extreme case is that Broadway guy, Nick Caldero,
right.
I think his name is. I mean, Jesus, that guy.
Blood clots. Not seizures. What was it?
Two strokes.
Right.
Two mini strokes, they call them. I mean, just what the is this thing?
Oh, a bunch of people are writing in. The city of Sonoma canceled 4th of July. Sonoma County Fair is canceled. Petaluma and Santa Rosa Fairs are canceled. So they're not even going to be in a position to do this food service. But there's
not surprising.
A lot of people are getting creative and doing the best they can. Here's one last one, actually, before we get to trash. So restaurants are opening, but if people have been out of work for 2 months, who has the money to eat out anyway? Well, that's, you know.
Yeah, right. Things are going to be bad for a while.
No one would ask you to spend your last buck on a meal at some restaurant. No one's asking you that.
No, but if you can, support them. Mm-hmm, if you want them to be there when things do get back to normal. If there is a normal.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the latest quarantine trend, Vincent. If you're any good with makeup, maybe you can try this one. I might try this one today. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.